All right, that's probably
somebody just dropped a book in the background.
Man, I can really hear it though. It's like someone's doing the live feed newscaster from the hurricane. Hello, can you hear me?
I'm sitting next to the register where the heat comes out. Maybe that's it.
I don't blame you.
Weird, you're the only person on this podcast who will get this reference. It's Shelby Scott in the middle of a blizzard.
Ooh, is that a local Massachusetts weather lady?
Oh man, she was like this 90-year-old woman that they sent out in the worst weather possible. Oh, she died. Oh no.
Send the old lady out into the storm.
Did she die at work? Because that would be awesome.
No.
Killed by a flying thing in a hurricane.
Oh no, it was a different Shelby Scott. All right, never mind.
See, up in Maine, they send like the fresh out of like college, like new journos out to do the live shot in the middle of the storm. And so generally it's the dishy young ones.
No, this is like the '70s.
Weird doesn't like the internet anymore. Didn't even bother to say hi to it.
Oh,
he gave the internet the cold shoulder.
He did.
Well, I mean, the honeymoon's kind of been over.
He's ghosting the internet.
internet. I'm so sorry. It's you. It's not me.
You're going to see other networks.
I just think that you need a little bit more porn. There's not enough.
Oh, speaking of porn. Oh my God. Okay.
Good segue.
Did y'all see the report from Pornhub?
I did.
Where?
What did Donald Trump do now?
No, after the faux missile warning in Hawaii.
Actually, let's lead into this a little bit because, like, I was talking to my wife about this the other day, and she was completely unaware. And when I did just kind of a thumbnail discussion of it, she was like, what the, we were launching missiles at somebody? Like, she had heard nothing about this. And I think overall, I think unless you are like us, you know, serious news junkies that are always, oh, see what the headline is and reading, you know, news sites and checking out like the more, you know, the deeper news stories that cover the quirky news reports. Like if you just like watch like the Today Show, I mean, the Today Show probably did a segment on it, but you know, if you're just a regular run of the mill person, you probably did not hear this fucking story. And I find that amazing.
Well, somehow inadvertently, either accidentally on purpose or on purpose, there's a lot of, you know, there's starting to be real, you know, like conspiracy theories around it. The state of Hawaii sent out a ballistic missile warning. This is not a drill. Over the wireless alert system. That's the thing that puts alerts on your phone. You know, you've probably never seen like, anything, but like an Amber Alert. If you didn't, like, turn
it off. I get the Amber Alerts all the time. Yeah.
We get
not all the time, but like
you can turn those off. You know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But and they also
I probably should because it's one of those like be on a lookout for a white Toyota Corolla.
Yeah.
I'm like there. Let me open my window. There, saw one.
And it went out over the TV. So there's lots of, if you look on YouTube, there's lots of recordings of people that are like watching a ball game or something. All of a sudden there's like, you know, ballistic missile alert. This is not a drill. And so the entire state of Hawaii freaked out. The ones that got the alert, people thought they were all going to die. And then like, it took like almost 30 minutes for them to cancel it or at least send out a, you know, oops, you know, just kidding. Ha ha.
There were people losing their shit that Donald Trump didn't like fly to Hawaii over it.
Right. And,
cause some button pusher hit the wrong button.
Yeah, all of a sudden. I'm not buying that story because
hit several wrong buttons.
Yeah. If an emergency alert like that can be sent out just cause some schmo that doesn't know what he's doing can hit a button, then somebody needs to, there's something seriously wrong. That kind of stuff usually has at least a, you know, are you sure kind of a thing. So anyway, Pornhub released a statement. Actually, they released a graph.
The Hawaiian missile.
So they, you know, of course it's Pornhub, so they know where you're coming from, right? So they've got this graph of traffic to Pornhub from Hawaii.
Was that a pun?
I took it as a pun.
Okay,
yes,
me too.
Yes, it was a pun.
Because I know where I'm coming from too. Yeah. Hint, it's the little hole on the end.
Yeah. So anyway, right at the time the missile alert went off, traffic from Hawaii to Pornhub dropped like crazy. It's like at the peak of the drop, it was like -77% from normal. And then you can clearly see on this graph, and I'll put a copy of it on the show page on the blog if anybody wants to see it. So it's like a 30-minute drop in traffic, and then right after, traffic spikes like over 50%, almost 50% over normal at Pornhub. Yeah. So it's like everybody went, "Shoo! Oh man, I got to see some porn." And it's got to be that, you know, that whole like death experience where it's like, okay, let's, you know, there's a lot of people that couldn't have sex with somebody else, so they turn to the Pornhub.
Yeah, you get that adrenaline response, and you know.
My bet is there's going to be a sudden weird surge stuff in happens. Babies born 9 months from now.
And knuckle children.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny, though. It's like, you know, you got this nice little graph, and it's like, you know, little jaggedy lines. It's like, yeah, it's like plus or minus 10% all day long. And all of a sudden, there's this huge drop and then a giant spike. It's like either A, people were like, everybody that would have been on Pornhub anyway was like, oh, thank God, I can get back to my wanking off.
Yeah.
Or it's like, oh, whew, man, I'm alive. Oh, I'm alive. I feel great. I'm going to look at some porn. So,
to quote Gigi Allen, I'm going to fuck my fist with a raging passion.
So, I thought that was kind of an interesting data point.
But yeah, let's dive down deeper into this. So the Hawaiian government has not released the name of who the fuck did this or how they fucking did this. They've just said that this person has been transferred to a different department, so we can't kill them. Because, I mean, can you imagine that? Like, I mean, we're laughing about it now, but literally, like, Alan, I guess, I mean, when you were living in Hawaii, they were concerned about invasions from the Austro-Hungarians, right?
not a big deal even then.
No, they were pissed off at Thor Heyerdahl.
That was like in the 50s or 60s, wasn't it?
Oh, so I just promoted you to only 100.
Anyway.
But what years did you live in Hawaii, Alan?
I lived there for 2 months back in 1963.
So what was it like?
I was 2 months old when I left. So
it was basically filled with poop and crying.
Yeah.
So not much has changed.
Yeah. It's I don't have any memories of it from then.
But still, I mean, the idea being that, like, I mean, they still got like the air raid sirens and stuff,
yeah,
like that.
I suppose. Now the people that live in Hawaii now, they do have alert sirens that, and they go off like the stand, like Wednesday once a month or something. I mean, it's like a standard time, like all the sirens everywhere do.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it's one of those, like, there's still more, like, North Korea is like claiming that their bullshit missiles that aren't doing anything can do something. Well, no matter what, they can hit Hawaii. I mean, they probably can't, but like Hawaii is definitely a easier target, albeit smaller one, than, you know, trying to get like Los Angeles. So it's a little bit of a bigger deal for them. Plus, I mean, Pearl Harbor, like they've already been hit once, you know. It doesn't matter how many years ago and how we feel about the Japanese now or how many Japanese live on the islands, but it's, you know, it's one of those, like, it's in the history. So all of a sudden to have your phone chime in and say that there's an ICBM heading towards your island, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm sure that caused all kinds of, you know, angst and
porn watching.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I'm, you know.
I wonder how many instances of, well, I'm not going to be around tomorrow to finish this eight ball of Coke, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you got to wonder how many people did something they wouldn't have ordinarily done because they thought they didn't, you know, they had 10 minutes to live.
How many people, you know, confess to, you know, affairs and, yeah. you know, embezzling money and.
Yeah.
I'm gay, you know.
Called up their mother-in-law, told her to fuck off.
Yeah. I got 10 minutes to live. Screw you. I always hated
it. Would it have been 10 minutes?
Give or take, yeah. Huh. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been enough time to like drive out into the mountains or something. It's if you were at ground zero, you're dead.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'd imagine because of the volcanic construction of the island. Yeah, if it's heading for your island, you're dead. And if it's heading for any of the other islands, you might live long enough to die of radiation poisoning.
Or starve to death.
I'm not a geologist, but I think the only active volcano is on the Big Island itself. The others are dead because the hotspot's drifting. So right now it's the island of Hawaii, which really wouldn't be a target anyway.
If you had 10 minutes to live, what would you do?
Like right now?
Yeah.
And what would you do with the other 8.5 minutes?
I
got snorted, Alan. My night is complete.
I don't know. Probably keep going on the show.
Yeah, if I was on the show, I'd definitely keep going with it.
Yeah.
Best show ever.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, guys, I got 10 minutes, so yeah. Let me tell all of you exactly what I think of you. No, I'm just kidding.
It would definitely be dramatic on just suddenly just Weird's End goes dead.
That would be really sad.
Well, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, Tsar Bomba here. I mean, it's not a 250 megaton device. It's a, you know, 10, 15 kiloton device. So, you know, as long as you're, I don't know, half a mile away from the blast, you're probably okay.
Although, speaking of the Tsar Bomba, we've all heard about the giant 100-knot Russian super nuke they had zipping around.
Heard about that. Not sure I believe it, but okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of like...
Given the Russians' track record on undersea...
Again, you're talking about submariners or submariners.
Yeah. And this anyway, is supposedly unmanned.
A nation that fields submarines that routinely gets stuck in Finnish fishing nets. Yeah. We're gonna zip it up the United States seacoast and oh shit, we just blew up Mauritania.
Yeah, did they make a thing that could conceivably do that? Yeah, I'll buy it. Is it operational like, you know, like our Trident missile subs are operational? I doubt it. I just don't buy it. You know what kind of maintenance it takes to keep something active in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
It's not something you just go, oh, yeah, we're just going to send this thing out and it's going to prowl around for a few years and we're going to ignore it. It's going to like suddenly decide, you know, we're going to, you know, send it to New York or something one day. It ain't going to work.
It kind of reminded me of the, it was either Popular Mechanics or Popular Science. Oh, no. I read it about it on the internet. The nuclear ramjet that America supposedly had. We never launched it.
They tested the engine.
Yep. But yeah, it was just
that would have been awesome.
Nuclear powered ramjet. And the idea being is essentially had unlimited fuel.
Yeah.
So you'd send it up and just have it do circles in one of the dead zones over the ocean. And then if it got called in, it would turn around and fly towards where it was going, carpet bomb the area. And then because its exhaust was nuclear fallout, just have it do strafing runs until it got shot down.
Right. That was the whole plan. That was Project Pluto for the ramjet for the cruise missiles.
Skype must have been breaking up. What was the project called?
Pluto.
I'm sorry, Skype was breaking up. Can you tell me what the project is called?
Is it Frito? Is that related to Frito?
That would have been so awesome, though. Think about this. This giant, you know, it didn't even really need to explode over everything. It was just so filthy and radioactive. It could have just flown over things. Yeah. And it would have killed
it. Essentially just a giant flying, like, hypersonic unshielded nuclear reactor.
Yeah. You didn't have to explode anything. You just had to fly it over.
You just had to look at it and you would get radiation burns.
Yeah.
Oh, so, man. Basically, the 50s, they were giant.
The 50s were so awesome. I mean, you had Curtis LeMay and his, like, nuke everything. I mean, you know, that was back when they came up with the Project Orion also, that was going to launch a giant ship into orbit on nuclear bombs. You know, it was going to have a giant plate on the back end of it, and they'd throw a nuclear bomb underneath it, set it off, and then throw another one and set it off, and it'd be basically just launch the thing up. Ah, the good old days.
It gets 20 Hiroshimas per light year.
Yeah.
But still, I find it amazing on just the, like, complete lack of accountability of the, you know, I'm sorry, like, if I was, like, pick any company, like, not even a major one, like, if I was the social media guy for Toms of Maine, the people that make the toothpaste and the deodorant that don't work, you know, and I wrote, you know, and I, like, somebody did the snarky, you know, at Toms of Maine, your toothpaste sucks, because it does, you know, and I just wrote back, you know, at, you know, Bong Hits by Dawn 37, you know, fuck you.
Oh yeah.
Guess what? Fired. Yeah. As soon as my boss saw that, I'd be fired.
Yeah.
But you go through whatever elaborate thing that you have to do to set off the nuclear warning alarm,
yeah,
which, like, unless Hawaii's covering this all up because they are so dumb that they literally, like, put it right next to, like, the Skype hangup button or right next to the free port folder.
Skype hangup button.
Yeah. Is the launch all the nuclear weapons. You know, unless, you know, Hawaii is that incompetent, of which I am not ruling out at all, you know, somebody went through this level of incompetence, negligence, malfeasance, whatever, and in the end, they still have their job.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hawaii is a well-known cesspool of nepotism and corruption. So, you know, it's probably somebody's relative or something that's unfireable.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good statement, because, yeah, chances are maybe not you or I, but people who live on Hawaii might recognize this person's name, hence the reason why they haven't announced it.
Right. Yeah, it's probably some big wig's third cousin or something, and they don't want the embarrassment, so they just shuffle him off and
throw him into the volcano to appease the gods.
Yeah, there you go.
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
Gods must be so angry.
They're wicked pissed, kid.
Maybe that's why we got Trump, because we weren't throwing people in the volcanoes anymore.
I don't, I like we keep saying, Trump's not as nearly as bad as I.
Oh no, I was expecting way worse.
$250 billion from Apple coming back into the country.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of, nothing to see here.
There. And they're paying like $38 billion in taxes on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big deal. And all those people that are getting raises and bonuses and jobs.
Those are just crumbs.
What
really?
Was it? $250 billion. What? Was it Dodge or GMC that was going to bring the trucks back to the U.S.?
I hadn't heard.
I think it was Dodge, But there, anyway, one of them's going to bring their half ton truck manufacturing back to the U.S. And,
well, it's in Canada, which is like America's hat.
Yeah, but still, you know.
Yep.
Do we have any Canadian listeners? I'm just wondering.
Yes,
we do. I bet we've got a few.
No.
And they love it when we talk about their flip top heads. Eh?
We'll be at war with these Indians soon, buddy.
Oh man, the Mounties are going to come get us. Actually, well, nobody's in Maine. I was going to say Maine's about the closest. You better watch out when you go up there.
They're right across the lake from me.
Yeah, but they have to swim. I'm not so sure Canadians can swim.
And it's cold.
It's frozen over right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They could curl their way right into Cleveland.
Yep. Yeah, but it's the U.S. that crosses icy waters to attack people, not Canadians.
Or take our daughters to daycare.
That's true.
My daughter and I, we took a shortcut across the lake the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I fell and busted my ass, but not in an unfun way.
So you were walking and not driving.
Yes. Oh yeah. I don't know if I'd take the car. The ice was pretty thick, but I don't know if I'd take the car.
I don't know. Ever since I saw that episode of Ice Road Truckers, I want to drive on the ice.
Yeah. Well, then go ice fishing in Maine.
Yeah, that's about what it'd have to be because they're
not only can you drive on ice, but you could drive on ice while drinking a beer.
Awesome. Oh, because it's not a road. You're not drunk driving.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you are or aren't, but I just know it happens.
Well, you're going fishing, so there's beer drinking involved, right? I think that's a rule.
It's kind of like, you know, conceal carry in DC and Chicago back when they still had their bands is the, sure, it might be illegal, but it doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yeah. Oh man.
But yeah. Oh, so again, diving in. All right. Those members of the resistance, as you are calling yourselves, just don't stop doing it half-assed. Dive straight for the Trump is not potty trained
because he's incontinent.
Trump had his, Trump had his physical, and it sounded like it was a pretty legit from, I didn't listen to the whole press conference.
Oh no, he's at death's door and he has diabetes,
but it's one of those
diabetes.
Yeah. It wasn't one of those ones of the look. Everybody knew that Barack Obama was smoking. I mean, he admits he was smoking before becoming president, claims he was not, he kind of was quit, but I don't think he ever directly said he ever quit smoking. I think he just always kind of had a clever way of making it sound like he'd quit smoking. But then there'd always be like those, you know, the photograph of him and what was it, the French president out in the balcony having a butt you know, all those things. And it's one of those, like, he's not going to quit smoking. You don't go from being someone, you know, someone who is a heavy smoker on the campaign trail and become president and suddenly be like, oh man, now I'm just going to stop. No, he didn't, especially not at his age. He's not going to quit smoking. And but the doctor never seemed to have any sort of statement about the fact that, oh yeah, no. I examined in the White House right next to an ashtray completely overflowing with butts. And I'm not going to say anything about that. Look, smoking, it's practically good for you. But yeah, this guy was definitely saying like, oh yeah, Donald Trump, his diet is garbage. He's got a little bit high cholesterol. He's a little on the heavy side, but overall, despite the fact that, you know, he evidently treats his body like a dumpster, he's doing just fine with it, like a lot of people. I mean, my grandmother's still alive. She was an alcoholic, heavy smoker, still with us. So there is something to be said about treating your body like a dumpster and having it go, yeah, I'm all right.
It's genetic.
I guess yeah. CNN was like actively predicting a heart attack for Trump.
Well, and that's
wishing for one.
Well, yeah. wishful thinking. Yes.
The press just like going on. Like, I love the fact that like the press is like, does he have any drug addictions?
Oh my God.
It's one of those, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, of all the shit that he says, like, he doesn't smoke or drink. Like, that's one of his things. And guess what? I believe him. You know, that's, you know, and I was like, he's a fucking weird dude. He doesn't smoke and drink. What's wrong with him? But like all these things of the, what's his waistline measurement? Why do you fucking care?
Well, yeah, there's that. It's like, who cares? Like, how does this, I don't know. How does this affect the presidency? I don't know.
And they didn't care when Bill Clinton was stopping to get a triple cheeseburger every afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. When Bill Clinton did it, it was charming.
He was a man of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all double standard. It's one of those, like, I remember there being, like, this huge big thing when George H.W. Bush said he didn't like broccoli.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Well, it was like, yeah.
And everybody was like, oh my God, what an awful president. I'm like, yeah, who the fuck likes broccoli?
I love broccoli.
I'm a huge fan of broccoli.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my daughter wrote on it was like for Father's Day, they had to fill out a questionnaire on her dad. And it's like, what's my dad's favorite color? What's dad's favorite food? Listed as favorite food, broccoli.
Ugh. No way. Is it your favorite food?
It's not my favorite food, but I do really like broccoli, and we eat it frequently.
Damn.
Yeah, I can take it or leave it. I don't know. Vegetables for me, I'm like, okay, I'll get through the vegetables, get to the meat.
Vegetables are what breed is food?
What you do is you sprinkle it with extra virgin olive oil,
mm-hmm.
salt, pepper, put it on a wire rack, throw it in the oven for half hour, 35 minutes, somewhere in there at 450. Just watch, and as soon as the florets start to singe and almost burn, that's when it's go time.
Does it have bacon on it?
You could do it with bacon, but I mean this version is just plain old. I mean,
yeah,
I do bacon. I do it more like in a casserole. You know,
I eat quite a lot of vegetables actually, but it's really like, okay, the vegetables are here. I will eat the vegetables because that's, you know, I get my meat that way.
I like vegetables.
It's like a trade-off for me.
Meh. I can take them if they're not too offensive.
I can't eat a salad without protein on it. Let's put it that way. Salad for me is like the worst. Because it's so, number one, it's so freaking boring. It has to have some sort of protein on it or
No. Even with good fresh veggies in summertime?
Meh. It's so boring and there's so much chewing and it's just... Plus, I mean, I like it. I like it. Once in a while, I'm like, yeah, let's have a salad. Salad, yay. And, like, I like that fresh flavor, but it just gets boring.
I make my own dressing, too. I think that's a good key.
And it doesn't
take a whole lot of time. I just, like, throw a little oil on top, make the salad, throw a little oil on top, and then a little bit of, like, garlic salt, little peppers. I've got a little, like, Italian herb blend, and then hit it with my vinegar of choice. And you gotta have a deep cabinet of vinegars.
Meh.
Chop salad makes salad better. Like if you chop the salad so that everything's like kind of chopped together, and then you toss it with a dressing. It improves the salad for me.
Actually, though, I must say the best taste for summer is a garden salad with anchovies and capers right beside a porterhouse steak. Oh,
okay.
That's my surf and turf.
Where do you live, Weird?
Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just trying to get you to say it. I don't know. Maybe if I lived in a shithole like that, I would.
Wow. Racist. I would eat
a salad.
Is that a segue? Is that a segue?
It's an attempted one.
I think it was a beautiful segue.
It's that little two-wheel thing you ride around.
Oh yeah, so last week we talked about Trump, maybe or maybe not referring to other countries as shitholes.
Right. Who's dropping brass everywhere?
I'm sorry.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
It's a cat toy. Go ahead.
Jacob Marley coming to greet you.
We're having a cat situation. Continue.
Oh,
drink.
It's because it's Thursday.
Yeah. Because it's a day that ends in Y. That's correct.
Yes, but, the shithole thing.
Yes.
I just want to bring it up again.
Well, yeah.
Because it's continued.
Yeah, I mean, again, Alan, I mean, you said it best. Whether he said it or not, like, it's one of those, like, yeah, some countries are absolute shitholes. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying that there aren't merits to every country in the world or all of that, but, like, Venezuela, where the people are so hungry that they're eating the tigers in the zoo.
Yeah.
Shithole. That place is a shithole.
Haiti. Shithole.
Yeah. India, where you get to see people pooping on the street as you drive along.
Yeah, that's literal shithole.
Yeah, literal
some
shithole.
Places you pay extra for that.
Yeah. They're, you know, it's this, I don't know, it's like this liberal inability to, you know, it's like they have to lie about everything.
Well, and speaking of lying, we only have one person.
Oh, yeah. Dick Durbin, the known prevaricator.
Yeah. If Dick Durbin told me the sky was blue, I'd be rushing to the window.
Yeah. I wouldn't believe him either. So,
yeah. So,
yeah.
Now that it comes out that Dick Durbin is the one source that said all of this, it's probably, and Trump is emphatically saying, no, I didn't.
And nobody else is backing up Durbin either. And there were lots of people in that meeting.
Right. Nobody else is going on record to say, you know, no, he's full of, you know, Trump absolutely said this.
Right. So, yeah.
And, but yeah, and, speaking of liars and idiots and going off on the shithole and all that is, what's his name? Jim Acosta.
Oh,
is he CNN?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So Jim Acosta is a social justice warrior reporter and all that. And CNN has their head so far up their ass on the whole, like, oh, Trump's calling us fake news. So what we're going to do is, rather than doubling down and being like the best tripling down on our like journalistic integrity to prove to him what not fake news we are and show, you know, and stand up against the president by showing him, no, we are not fake news. We are the real news. No, instead, we're going to take the most biased, you know, most biased, politically motivated, and likely mentally ill reporter we have him be our White House press correspondent. So yeah,
it's almost like when the Muslims say, you know, we're not violent, and if you keep saying we are, we're going to kill you.
Exactly. Exactly. If you keep calling us violent goat fuckers, we're going to cut your head off and then have sex with a goat.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't quit calling us fake news, we're going to be more fake.
Exactly. And so, like, who was Trump talking with? Was he talking? He was talking with, was it a prime minister? It was.
Yeah, he was talking to somebody.
Let me look at the story.
It was. Yeah, I don't know who he was talking to.
Either way, he was not talking with anybody on that. And so, essentially, he dropped the whole.
Acosta was being a douchebag. He was not. He was asking questions that didn't have anything to do with why they were there.
Let's see. I'd have to dig too deep, but like essentially he's like going on in he said something that implied on the whole shithole, you know, shithole comments. And then you know, Trump just kind of did the, shook his head at him, but said, he's like, yeah, but no, we want everyone. You know, everyone can come to the United States. And he's like, just white people, just blue eyed people, and just going on and on about the whole, on that. Finally, he just looks at him and goes, out, go, you're done.
Good.
Go.
Yeah, that's great.
Jim Acosta, I've never seen another man so desperate for attention. I mean, oh, honey. Yeah.
He's an internet troll in real life.
He really is. It's just, it's sad. I mean, I don't know. You remember Eminem?
Yes.
Eminem wrote a song for about Donald Trump or something, and Donald Trump didn't respond, and it just was driving Eminem crazy, and how dare he not talk to me, and that's like Jim Acosta. I mean, come on, pull yourself together, man. You know.
Yeah.
Sad.
It just all bent out of shape and just wanting to go through. And also, was it Chuck Schumer that was like, somebody was saying like, oh, Trump says that he's not racist. Well, if he's not racist like he says so, then he should get behind this whole DACA thing that we're pushing. And again, Trump did the right thing and just not respond to it. That is the better way. But the point is the where does it say anything about race in this DACA business? Yeah. You know, I mean, all of these things are, you know, I mean, you can make an oblique reference to like to Trump's quote unquote Muslim ban, which is not a Muslim ban. It's just a ban of immigration from the and screened travel from countries that Obama said are dangerous.
Right.
And trust me, if Captain Softsword says that it's dangerous, then
wow.
then maybe there's something to be worried about here. Yeah. Mr. Open borders, let's create ISIS and let it run roughshod over the world and declare terrorism or workplace violence. Yeah, then maybe those places are kind of a big deal. But at the same time, at the campaign trail, he did say he did want to slow or end Muslim immigration in some way, shape, or form. So you could go on the line of he might technically be doing some, you know, political correct statements. He might be, you know, adjusting his statements. You know, though again, his bills do not specifically state anything about being Muslims or all that. Like, yeah, no, if you're a Coptic Christian from, you know, living in Libya and you want to come into the United States, he's going to make you work for it. Just to, you know, it's no big deal, cuz guess what? Yeah, a Muslim can pretend to be a Coptic Christian, really just a terrorist. Well, so and guess what? There's a lot of terrorists on the ground there, so I don't blame them. And nobody should, because again, this is a bipartisan thing, and except for it's bipartisan in the fact that when the Democrat was president, the Democrats thought it was the greatest thing on earth, and now that the Republican's president, the Democrats think it's the worst thing on earth. But yeah, the whole like, oh, if you're not racist, like why is it? I mean, it's the same big thing with like the whole like, you know, when Hillary lost Florida. Is she just assumed that all the Cuban immigrants, living in Tampa, were Mexicans that swam across the Rio Grande to pick lettuce? It's all like the Democrats' view of race is so screwed up. Is the, you know, oh, the, you know, oh, this, you know, illegal immigration and chain immigration, and all that. Oh, it's all about brown people. Well, yeah, except for all these like Russian women are coming to the United States to drop off their babies.
I wonder how long we're going to talk if we just shut up and didn't say anything.
I was wondering what the hell was going on, you creep.
That's just proof of the Russian conspiracy, though, weird. Because Newsweek is still banking on that.
Wait, there's still a Newsweek?
They still are putting out stuff that Hillary Clinton could still be president.
Newsweek got raided by the cops.
If it comes out that Trump colluded with Russia, he'd have to step down. And then
that was Larry Lessig came out with that.
Yes.
That was his, by the way, that I was just his fantastical say, fictional dream.
Like what is in the water? Like what is wrong with you people?
I gotta say, Jay, since the last Squirrel Report, I have been to my dentist's office twice. And not once did I pick up a Time or a Newsweek.
Yeah, that was Lawrence. I guess it's Lawrence Lessig, and he came up with this ridiculous thing about, well, if the collusion was proven, and if Trump resigned, or if he was impeached, and if Pence resigned, and if Paul Ryan picked Hillary to be his vice president and then resigned, Hillary could be president. Like, well, Jesus Christ, what?
You know, by the same logic, so could I.
In what universe could that happen? I mean, really, Paul Ryan's going to pick Hillary Clinton to be his VP. I
believe the plot line to King Ralph was more plausible.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, and this guy ran for president. I mean, come on. This is, talk about grasping at vapors. I mean, Jesus, just put a sock in it. Hillary is not going to be president ever. Thank God.
If she's still alive. Has she made an appearance recently?
Oh, who knows? She's irrelevant now.
She's super irrelevant. But still, I mean, you've got the establishment people that still have to be like, oh, it's either Hillary or, oh, Chelsea. Chelsea's going to be the next great white hope. Like,
no, that didn't happen.
She insisted on speaking.
They tried, but that crashed and burned.
Was it Caroline Kennedy? Which one of the Kennedys did they try to install into a New York Senate seat? Do you remember that one, Jay?
Oh, yeah, Caroline?
I think it was Caroline. Yeah, and she had like one press conference that was essentially going to announce that she had an exploratory committee, and that was the last press conference she ever did because, hey, guess what? You're a Kennedy. You just would spoon-fed your entire life. Like, you might not be retarded, but guess what? You've never used your brain, so.
Oh, no. They were just inbred so much their ears touched.
Oh, it's not inbred. It's fetal alcohol.
No, that's why the eyes migrate to the corners like a flounder, but.
Oh, my God.
No, not the same corner like a flounder, Jay. You're talking to an ichthyologist.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Some are left-handed, some are right-handed.
You know what's funny is getting back to the Trump health thing. You know, it's funny how the press wouldn't even entertain questions about Hillary's health.
Nope.
Wasn't even.
Oh yeah. She broke her ankle running down the stairs in heels. Who bought that?
Yeah, you couldn't. They refused to ask any questions at all about Hillary's health. And now it's like these bizarro questions from the same people that wouldn't even consider asking about Hillary. And it's like complete bizarro land questions about Trump.
It's all conspiracy theories with like when she collapsed at the 9/11. First up, I mean, it's one of those like it was thankfully someone had their cell phone on her because if that person hadn't recorded it and put it up on YouTube, we would never have known about it because the media was giving it a good solid leaving alone. And the presidential candidate collapses and leaves her shoes in the gutter.
Right.
I mean, that's should be a massive national news story. And instead, it's really more of kind of a quirky little like, you know, after the weather type report.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she had the flu. Oh, okay. She had the flu. Oh.
Well, no, they said
she immediately went to her granddaughter.
She had pneumonia, which, and by the way, it was like the first and only documented case of non-contagious pneumonia. So that was why it was okay for her to immediately be taken, not to a hospital, but to her daughter's apartment with a, three-month-old child?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, my daughter was I think close to 3 months the first time my father held her because he came down with something right around the time that she was born. And it was just like, sorry, Dad. Yeah, you can't come over. All right, now you can come over and watch Mom hold her, but you have to stand someplace. You have to be on the other side of the room because she's a teeny tiny little baby. We don't want to get her. If she gets pneumonia, she dies. But send Grandma Hills over. She just collapsed from quote unquote pneumonia. Which, by the way, no, she didn't. But what did she collapse from? They're not saying. Why aren't they saying?
Brain hemorrhages.
Brain worms. It was the brain worms.
Oh, no. They just lost control of the lizard suit for a moment. There's nothing to worry about.
Oh, is this another cat event happening? Is there a catpocalypse? Am I the only one here?
No, it's...
Can everyone see that I'm naked?
Yes. Put your clothes back on, damn it.
And get that mole looked at.
I really do need to have this mole looked at.
Oh, man. So, what else is going on? Yeah. No, she's still here. Somewhere.
I'm here.
Yeah.
We were afraid one of your cats may have taken a bite.
No, he is knocking stuff off the table because he's upset because he's hungry.
Oh, my goodness.
I have one of those. You know. The hangry.
Yeah, he's a little hangry.
I have one of those, too. It's a child.
Yeah. So
she knocks stuff over and says horrible things to me.
Cats are like eternal toddlers, so... Yeah, he's knocking shit off the table because he's angry because he's hungry. Because he, farted around at lunchtime. Because he was more interested in other things rather than his dish. So now he has to wait. And it's not like you're starving to death because you're a little plump.
That just makes it worse.
Yeah, well. Oh, that reminds me of... I was on the subway once, and this dude who was... at least 350 pounds. I bet he was, I bet he could tip the scale at 400. Looked up at me and said, "Do you have a dollar so I can get something to eat?" Like literally no, that voice. And I just did my standard when anybody asks me for money when I'm in the city, which is I don't carry cash. I had like 200 bucks in my wallet, but guess
and
what?
And a 45 on your shoulder.
Yes. Also that. And $1,000 worth of 1911 hanging over my shoulder, 1911 at holster. So I didn't have a dollar. And I told one of the guys at work, as soon as I got back, I was on my lunch break, this dude, he was so fat. And he said, "Do you have a dollar so I can get something to eat?" And the guy said, "You should have told him, I think you'll make it till spring."
Plus, what's he gonna get for a buck that's gonna make him not be hungry?
Oh, to him, yeah. No. I mean, he's just if he can get five or six of us to give him a buck, he can get a shot of heroin. Oh. Well, he probably could use the heroin. The heroin would be doing some favors.
Maybe
I bet.
Maybe he wouldn't be as fat if he was on the horse.
Okay. That's right. Get that nice Iggy Pop look.
Yeah. Or Madonna.
Either
way. Is Madonna on heroin?
No, but she looks like Iggy Pop.
she does look like Iggy Pop. Oh man, I'm doing a Google.
Oh my god. So one last thing before we go.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, she does look like Iggy Pop now.
We had a
I warned you.
We had a severe weather event.
Oh, Alan.
I saw. Wasn't that Houston. Cute, Rita?
It actually snowed in Houston.
That's global warming. Telling you.
You know, I've been here almost 10 years, and this is the coldest winter yet. I mean, it's been below freezing for several days.
Global warming. Global climate change.
That's just very rare for Houston. So, I mean, you know, it gets cold maybe like one night. But this is unusual, and we had we got to see the routine, you know, what was it, Atlanta people on ice? It's like the Atlanta ice capades.
Atlanta curling.
And who was the sheriff that was writing those great posts about not driving?
That was in Georgia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, some the the sheriff was so sick of pulling people out of the ditches. He was like, look, people, stay the fuck home.
It'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he said, what did he say? Something, we know you need your wine and your beer and your cigarettes to deal right. with having your kids home, yes. but suck it up for at least one day.
Oh, yeah. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
And so true. Yeah, I saw a guy when it was at like peak sleet, and there was ice on the road out front, and I saw a guy in a big old 4x4 pickup truck go roaring down the street, and I swear I expected to hear a crash at the end of the street because, you know,
no, he went off into the woods.
Yeah, you got to wonder, like, yeah, the people that think like, oh, I've got a pickup truck or an SUV. I'm immune to this sort of stuff, and I don't actually uh-huh. know how to drive. It's very similar to the people of the I've got a gun, so therefore I can shoot.
Excuse me.
Yeah, the four-wheel drive thing.
Yeah, it makes me laugh.
Around here, yeah. You always, like, you're on the freeway, and you'll see some guy like hauling ass on the freeway in the middle of a snowstorm, and sure enough, he's on the median upside down, like, you know, a few miles down the road.
I got to tell you, Brita, if I lived up there, I'd have bought the truck from that dealer that threw in a free snow plow.
You're not allowed to drive around with a plow down all the time.
I would totally be.
You're not allowed.
I'd be plowing snow just for fun.
Uh-huh.
I'd be plowing. I'd go find a street and go, oh, I'm going to plow this street.
You know, Alan, you think that. and I owned a truck with a plow. And let me tell you, no, you don't.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what happens?
You didn't go plow stuff?
Well, I did for about a foot.
Yeah.
Because what they don't tell you is you have to go really slow.
Yeah.
Because when you hit anything with a plow, it stops the entire vehicle cold.
Oh, well, that's true.
Which means you get thrown violently into the steering wheel.
That's a good point.
Over, like, you know, when there's a millimeter or two discrepancy between the pavement and, you know, the start of the driveway. Wham! And you're like, holy fuck, what the hell was that? It was the end of the goddamn world. Like, literally, the wheels came off the ground.
I'm looking at an article on BuzzFeed. And the title of the article, well, you know, sometimes they have stuff. And it's the name of the article is "It Snowed in Texas, So People Got Hella Creative." And so I'm scrolling, scrolling down. But the thing I'm shocked by is that they named the storm.
Did they?
Winter Storm Inga.
That's what they're doing all the time. I mean,
like, now everything needs to have a name. It's winter. Things happen. You get storms.
Things,
like,
happen
it gets
up
cold.
There. They don't happen here.
They don't. We don't name storms.
Well, it's because it happens every day.
Winter Storm Inga moved into the south. It's called winter.
If hurricanes happened every day, we wouldn't bother to name them either.
Oh my god!
Evidently, now we would, because yeah, like the little, like, turd that, like, dusted my yard and I cleared it in like 45 minutes, not even trying. That was that one had a name. I don't know what it was called because I don't care.
All the people in Texas they don't have ice scrapers, so they're using all sorts of stuff. Somebody's using a frisbee. Somebody's using a spatula.
I'm surprised nobody's using hot water. That's always funny.
Oh, see, but that doesn't matter.
That's a mistake you only make once.
Again, guess what, dummies? What you do is, because I have an ice scraper, I hate fucking using it. So
yeah.
What you do is a half hour before you need to go anywhere you need to go, you go outside, you turn on, or you don't. You have a remote starter. You go outside, you turn the car on, put all the defrosters on full and crank the heat up as high as it'll go, and go back inside and enjoy yourself. Pour yourself a nice fine cup of coffee. Watch a video on YouTube, you know. Go to your favorite Pornhub search, and then, you know, about a half hour later, come back out and then turn on the windshield wipers. Ta-da!
Yep, totally.
Or park it in the garage.
Yeah, the garage is good too.
Which I can do now.
No, I think you might still get, depending on, like, with that, like, cold snap, you might have still gotten ice on the windshield.
Nah, because I got a remote thermometer in the garage. It never dropped below freezing in there.
Oh, okay. Well then, good for you on that.
But just in case, I do have an ice scraper in the toolbox.
Yay!
You're welcome.
Yes, which provided, because Brito was like, you need an ice scraper. She actually sent me one.
Is it one of the small ones?
In your car.
What?
Is it one of the small ones?
No, it's a big one.
Ooh. Well, he's got a giant truck.
It's not big. It's not big.
It's a medium.
Wow. Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
Oh, my God. I did this 2 weeks in a row. Damn it. It's not a big ice scraper.
Well, it looked big to me in my hand.
No.
Oh, God. Alan Taylor's Deadpool.
Yeah, good night, Internet. We're done. that's all I got, Bugs. Jesus.
This has been the Beavis and Butthead podcast.
I give up.
Oh, man. That explicit tag's there for a reason, people.
Hey, Brita, bring us some class. Class this up for us.
I can't. I'm done. It's 9 o'clock. We're done.
Oh, we still got like 6 or 7 minutes. We sorry. Got to pull it across the finish line.
Oh, boy. Well, I was going to say that the ice scraper I sent him is one of those little ones that you hold in your hand. You know, it's a little thing. When you say big ice scraper to somebody who lives in the north, it's like the size of a broom, you know, and it has like the extendable pole and like the brush on the one side, the giant scraper on the other side, and like the padded handle and like, you know, the telescoping thing.
Oh, nice.
No, Alan did not get one of those.
I have a medium size ice scraper, which means it has an ice scraper on one side and it has a full size snow brush on the other side.
Yes.
But it does not telescope. It does not extend. So it's only about maybe 4 feet long.
Does it have a padded handle?
Yes.
Yes. We have the same ice scraper, I bet.
Nice. I love it. I've had this thing for years. I was actually.
And it never leaves my car, ever.
Nope. Never, ever. It is there in the middle of summertime.
Yes, just in case.
Because you might get snow.
No, it's because if, like, the only time it would be safe to take it out would be, like June through like, August. And why would you do that? Why would you bother?
Like, because then in November you're going to forget it.
Exactly. You're going to forget to bring it out, or you're going to have a nasty little cold. You're going to have like a little bit of freezing rain on like September, and you're going to be like, oh shit, where's my ice scraper? I'm going to dig through the garage and try to find it, or go down in the basement and try to find where I put it, and all that. No, you just put it in there and leave it there. It just stays there all the time.
So I got a question for you.
Okay.
You northern people, and you used to be northern people, Jay.
Thank you. Although we've been like below 20 degrees for about 2 weeks now.
The horror.
Where where is the best place to keep your ice scraper?
The back seat.
Yeah, I was going to wonder about that, because if you put it in the trunk ices over and you can't get into it.
No,
you don't have a trunk, Alan.
I have a toolbox.
Does your back seat lift up? That's where I kept mine when I had the Dodge.
Yeah, but my radio's there.
That's a big ass radio.
Yes, it is. That's what she said.
What about under the seats?
Well, no, it's look, Jay. Seriously, the chances of me needing an ice scraper in Houston.
You have a garage. You can leave it in your garage.
And the short answer is, before you guys get into this pedantic bullshit, is you kick it.
You kick it?
Hmm? Yeah, kick it. Put a shoulder into it. Just bop it nice and hard. Get it to flex and vibrate a little bit. That'll crack the ice. It pops right open.
Oh, the trunk?
The doors to my car were frozen shut this morning.
Well, I was thinking, like, if you have to use a key to open your trunk.
You just put a shoulder into it.
Alan, it's not the 1960s anymore.
And still, true. What you do is you turn the key, If you don't, if the key won't turn, then you need to have one of those little bottles with alcohol in it. You squirt alcohol into it.
And then you squirt a shot into yourself?
Because
it's ethanol?
That is true. What, you know, what you can do is actually, if you're going to go that route, what you do is if you put your key in and the tumblers are frozen on your key, yeah, is you go inside and mix yourself a dry martini and call in sick from work.
I like that plan.
I'm not feeling very good, so I'm going to get drunk now.
I like that plan.
I'm not feeling good because I've been drinking since 5 this morning.
For me to need to worry about having an ice scraper in my vehicle in Houston, there would have to be glaciers in, you know, Ohio.
There are. Well,
I'm not saying it won't happen because
I've seen the lake and it's frozen.
Well, there you go.
Also, Alan, you like don't go anywhere. So,
well, I'm certainly not going to drive that truck where there's, you know, chance of freezing, snowy, icy stuff. But if I do, I have an ice scraper in the toolbox, so I'm good.
Doesn't it have 4-wheel drive?
No. Why would I have 4-wheel drive? Good lord.
Well, I'm
civilized.
I live in the Northeast, so I didn't realize that they made like F-Series pickups without 4-wheel drive.
I don't drive off-road anywhere. Why would I need 4-wheel drive?
All the roads are smooth in Houston.
They are.
True.
Unless no snow. They're
flooded.
You're not going. Yeah.
Oh, before we go, I want to dive. Brita, have you seen Bright?
Bright.
Yes.
The movie.
Is that the with the orcs?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I haven't, but I mean to.
Yes, you okay. Do. Oh, I can't believe you hadn't seen it.
Well, yeah. It's on the list. I've got things to do before watching TV.
It is a fucking terrible title.
Okay.
On so many levels. So many levels. But I love it so much. It's such a good movie.
Oh, if we're talking about TV, I want to tell you guys. Now, I just finished the first season of American Gods.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never read the book, mostly because I think Neil Gaiman is kind of a turd. But the TV show, oh my God, was fantastic. Like, it's very rare for me to watch a TV show and I watch like 2 episodes and then the next day I'm like thinking about it all day long, like, oh man, I can't wait to watch episode 3. It's like, it was like we had to watch them. It was that good.
Was there a lot of sex?
And part, well, yes, but it, I mean, it fit with the story. It wasn't like gratuitous or anything. I mean, like, made sense with the story. So, but part of the reason I liked it so much, because visually there was a lot of like comic book kind of elements to it. Mm-hmm. So it was just fantastic. So, big recommendation.
What are you watching that on?
And there's only like 8. I got the DVD from the library, but there's only like 8 episodes in the first season. So it's like quick to watch them, but it was really, really good. And the guy from Deadwood, Ian McShane, Swearingen, he is in the show and he is fantastic.
He is fantastic in everything.
Yes.
He's Mr. Wednesday, isn't he?
He is Mr. Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Mr. Woden's Day.
Yeah, I started watching that. I saw them on the plane and then I had to stop for some reason. So
really, really good.
I'm like in the first 10 minutes in the first episode.
Yep. Anyway, now we're across the finish line.
We are across the finish line.
Yeah. But no, to finish up on Bright is hilariously, like, there's a whole lot of talk on, like, critics have been giving it like absolutely terrible reviews, but there's huge fan stuff. And there's conspiracy theories that are saying that the studios are paying off the critics to pan it so that people won't suddenly realize no one's going to the theater anymore. No one wants to go to the theater. Everyone's got a home theater set up at home. Like, like if you've got a widescreen TV, no matter what, because like we just bought one for $150, you know, they're so cheap now. And you can get yourself into a surround sound system for short ass money. You can kick the ass of all of your like local theaters outside of an IMAX for short money. So mm-hmm. why would you not, you know, and Blu-ray players are like $100. You're paying nothing for a home theater system. You know, why would anybody want to go to a movie theater except for the social aspect of it, in which case invite some friends over, get some beers. But the big thing about this movie is it's really, really well written in the fact that they're building a completely foreign world. Like there's, you know, there's, you have no idea what the hell's going on in it because it starts right off with the, all right, there's Will Smith. He's an LAPD officer and oh, there's orcs.
About the movie is there's no exposition anywhere. There's no explanation. You're thrown into this world as if you're supposed to know what the fuck's going on already. So you just have to kind of pick up what's going on
as it
happens.
And everything you need is in there, but it is not, there's not like the nerdy scientist character who's going to babble about shit that everybody in the fucking room knows.
Right.
And everybody in the fucking room knows. That'd be like me saying, well, actually, gravity pulls towards the center of Earth. We all know this. But because this is, you know, this is a movie written for people that don't live in a world with gravity, then they're, you know, that's important exposition. It doesn't have any of that. And so a friend of mine posted a video of a guy doing like panning it. And the whole video was like, this would be a great scene if they explained what the hell was happening. I'm like, but they did.
You just have to be smart enough to understand.
And I had a similar thing with my wife was I watched half of it and then rolled over and fell asleep and then woke up early the next morning and went, oh, and went upstairs and turned on, you know, fired up the home theater system and finished watching the last of it. And then I went down and saw my wife and she's like, oh yeah, no, I finished it. And I said, oh my God, I was absolutely floored by this movie. And she goes, eh, I could take it or leave it. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't great. And I said, so finally, like I was talking to her enough about it. She's like, all right, fine. I'll rewatch it. She's like, I really like it. Like, so the key rule is that it's a good movie. You just have to pay attention. And actually I remember reading an article about evidently some of the people in the Academy of Motion Pictures are getting pissed off because some theaters weren't sending them advanced screener copies of the movies because they were fast so that they would have to go to the theaters, which they can't fast forward. So the Academy of Motion Pictures weren't actually watching the fucking movies.
Of course not.
And also, to be fair, I got to wonder about like a standard movie critic. Like this is not even like, you know, no aside. But you go to a theater and maybe you've got a notebook or something. I don't know how the hell they do their movie reviews, in a movie theater. But they go and they go and they sit down in a movie theater. They buy their ticket and they do all that stuff. And now all of a sudden it's one of those like, all right, cool. You're in your jammies and you're sitting on your couch watching Netflix. That might throw some movie critics off their A game.
The critics give, I was just looking on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's like 27% for the critics and it's 87% for the audience score.
Mm-hmm. And that's
sounds like something else we know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, Trump will never win.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Brita, you definitely need to see it because you have definitely spent. I was asking Alan and Jay if they'd done any pen and paper role playing games, because like if you'd spent any amount of time rolling dice and filling out character sheets, you've always at some point in time like you've sketched on the back of a trapper keeper an orc with a machine gun.
Well, I haven't, but well, I know what you mean.
Yes, well, you might have hung out with dudes who might have tried to make out with you and you didn't let them. Who had a picture of an orc with a machine gun on the back of their geometry textbook? Did I hit that dead on? By the way, Brita.
Yeah, I.
What was his first? Don't give his last name. But what was his first name?
Oh God, there's so many.
Bobby.
Brita likes the nerds.
Yeah, I like nerds. I mean,
certainly explain this. Gone.
No one has ever noticed that before. Rita likes nerds. Wow.
Let's see. Let's see. Where are the non-nerds? Like, oh, let's see. We've got Mr. Star Trek Christmas tree. Yeah. We've got Mr. Ham Radio in my truck.
Oh, that radio.
Yeah.
Ah, that makes more sense.
What did I this call it? CB radio. It's not CB radio.
And he's angry right now. He's angry. That's how much of a nerd he is. He's angry, and I thought that you called it the wrong kind of radio.
I'm sure.
I am not angry.
Next time I go to next time I visit Texas, I'm going to get a lesson. He's going to take me out to the truck and show me the radio.
Actually, now I'm going to have to rip the thing out.
Oh no!
CB.
No, you won't.
CB. All right, we've bored the people enough. Let's say goodnight and
all right,
go on.
Good night, Internet.
Good night, Internet. Go watch Bright, but pay attention.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to put it on the list for this weekend. I'll report back.
All right.
Okay.
And go watch Pornhub. It needs your love. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Oh, weird. Don't sing.
Oh, no. Okay. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Internet.